The fear of spreading debt is hammering Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world and how it affects the United States. The euro has taken another battering on the currency markets today. Fears are growing that Portugal may be the next eurozone country to request a bailout. Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard is with us live from London to talk about it. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
I know Portugal is denying these reports that it's going to need a bailout, but does the rest of Europe have the wherewithal to bail out another country?
In the short term, yes. I mean, the EU IMF bailout fund is worth about $1 trillion. But look at the numbers. The Irish bailout, which should be finally agreed this Sunday, will probably amount to around $110 billion. Portugal, if it does get a bailout, would probably come to a similar sum. The real problem would be Spain, which is double the size of Portugal, Ireland and Greece put together. That might well be a challenge for the bailout fund. Now, today, the Spanish Prime Minister said it was absolutely out of the question that his country would need to be rescued. But investors don't seem entirely reassured.
But Stephen, hasn't the European Commission been talking about doubling the size of this bailout fund? Hasn't that talk helped sort of calm the market?
Not entirely, no, because there's doubt about whether the key player here, Germany, would agree to that. Here's Ruth Lee of the Arbuthnot Banking Group.
I would be absolutely amazed if Germany would agree to this, because obviously they have to cough up most of the money. There seems to be a terrific fatigue in Germany for bailing other countries out.
And not just fatigue, but also anger and fear. It's been claimed that Germans are so alarmed about the debt crisis and the future of the euro that there's not a single bank safety deposit box available in the country. Every one of them is stuffed with gold and silver. Mm. The Germans have terrible memories of losing their savings in the past through inflation and currency collapse.
Stephen, thank you very much.
Okay, Steve.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting from London. Let's do the numbers. Well, European stocks are lower right now, anywhere between 1 and 2%. Not only worries over debt, but cautious eyes on the Koreas today. No stock trading here in the United States yesterday because of Thanksgiving. The food company Del Monte, which produces a lot of packaged vegetables and fruits, agreed to sell itself to a private investment group led by Kohlberg, Kravis, and Roberts. It's a deal excluding debt worth about $4 billion. The boss of Qatar Airlines says Boeing has clearly failed, those are his words, in its delivery of the new 787 Dreamliner. Now, Boeing had hoped to begin delivering the plane at the start of next year. The aircraft had been delayed yet again after a fire on a test flight earlier this month. The BBC's Rebecca Singer has more.
Hundreds of new 787 Dreamliners have been ordered, but the program's running almost 3 years late, and Boeing's customers are starting to get impatient. The chief executive of Qatar Airways says he hadn't expected such delays from a company with a reputation like Boeing's, and he's been taken aback by the number of problems that have held up delivery of the new aircraft. Sophie Siegel is editor of Air Finance Journal and says the comments will be a heavy blow for Boeing.
Qatar is a big airline from a very wealthy country. I mean, any airline criticizing a manufacturer's program is a big deal. From the airline's perspective, however, they want the aircraft. They're frustrated because it's arriving late, and that might have impacts on their fleet planning, for instance.
Siegel says the damage to Boeing's credibility is temporary, and all will be forgotten once the aircraft is delivered. So far, more than 800 Dreamliners have been ordered by airlines around the world. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com.
A survey from the National Retail Federation finds that cell phones are a hot trend this holiday season, but not phones as gifts, cell phone as shopping tool. Andrea Gardner reports.
The toy department at Target is packed and noisy, but Shelley Scanlon stays focused. She takes out her smartphone and aims it at the toy she wants, Sheriff Woody from Toy Story.
At Target, it's $54.99. And it's searching. Amazon.com has it for $49.99.
Meet every retailer's worst nightmare before Christmas, an app called Shop Savvy that turns your phone into a barcode scanner and search engine. On Scanlan's screen is a list of other retailers who carry Sheriff Woody and their prices. In a down economy, this is powerful information.
$5 starts to add up.
That's Alexander Muse, the creator of Shop Savvy. He says millions of shoppers have the app and are planning to use it during the holidays.
And that means that during kind of this Christmas shopping season, Shop Savvy users are going to save around $150 million. And so it makes a big difference in a lot of folks' pocketbooks.
And to retailers. A recent survey from WSL Strategic Retail says a quarter of consumers use their phones when they shop, often to compare prices, says WSL analyst Candace Corlett.
Retailers have got to join in. You're not going to fight it, so you might as well join it and find a way to use it to your advantage. Because shoppers are going to embrace this technology. They already have. It's going to be the in-store service tool of the future.
Many big box stores now advertise their price matching policies so that consumers who get alerted to better deals elsewhere won't leave empty-handed. Some, like Best Buy, have created their own apps to keep shoppers in their sights.
The app now puts it right in the palm of your hand, and you can expect that they would go up to the manager and say, here, look, here's the price. $4 less. Match it.
Corlett says the smartphone could eventually replace the sales associate, but first it will have to learn to gift wrap. In Los Angeles, I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
And head to our website, marketplace.org. You can grab the podcast while you're there and check the numbers too, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
During this economic downturn, a lot of people have cut back. They did not pass go. They did not collect $200. But one thing they didn't stop buying is Monopoly.
It's a nice tonic for uncertainty, and it provides people with an opportunity to pretend that they're rich, even if real life is not treating them so well.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Why we all love free parking and community chest. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.